Today we're going to discuss a little bit about Slichas, being that we're getting into the season to start reciting Slichas. This year, our Slichas, at least before Rosh Hashanah, will be a little shorter. It will be the lowest or the minimal amount that one can recite before Rosh Hashanah because of the way Rosh Hashanah falls out. But it's worthwhile spending some time understanding the idea of Slichas. Unlike L'davar HaShemayri, which we discussed last week, Slichas is much better sourced in Rishonim, maybe even earlier, Ga'inim, but it's definitely better sourced than the whole idea of L'davar HaShemayri. The earliest source we find for the concept of Slichas is a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yizayin. Salavechik is quoted as saying that this is the source for the concept of Slichas. And what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara tells us this. It says in the pasuk, "Vayavar Hashem al pana vayikra Amar Reb Yochanan." Il molei mikra kosv. If not for the fact that it's an explicit pasuk, Yevshal Amar wouldn't have said it. Elamish and it's atav because Baruch Hu kishlech tzibur. Hashem wrapped himself in a talis like a shlech tzibur. So Salavechik points out, based on the I think it's a taz or Magen Avram, that this is the hakpada that the shlech tzibur must wear a talis because it's trying to be in the place of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Herul Olam Moshe said the tefillah and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the order. Amaloi, he told him, "Kol zman Yisrael chaytim, anytime Klal Yisrael sins, yas lafanav kaseder." This is what they should follow. This is the plan. V'ani moichel lahem, and I will forgive them. And he goes through Hashem Hashem, ani Hashem ukeidim v'achachet. Then the Gemara goes at the end, and it says, "Omer Ravuna bris kruzal yidgimel midos she'en chazeres reikim." There's a certain power for the yidgimel midos, which is really the ikar of the slichas, as we'll see. That's the main component of the slichas is the yidgimel midos, and the Gemara gives us a haftacha that they don't come back empty-handed. So this is the idea, says Rav Salavechik, this is the source of the concept called Slichas, which again, the Ikra Slichas is Yud Gimel Midas. The question that we need to discuss a little bit this evening is, when should one start saying Slichas? So if you look in the Rosh Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh writes two ideas. He writes, "Amali Rav Kayin Tzedek Minig B'Shtei Yeshivas." There are two Minhagim and two different yeshivas. That loymer tachnunim behani asar yom yishivin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. To say slichas not before Rosh Hashanah, like what we do, but to recite slichas only during our service in Meitshuva, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is not what most of our communities do, but we'll see later, it's a pretty accepted custom in many of Rishonim, that the whole slichas is not before Rosh Hashanah, it's only between Aser Yisimei Tshuva. And it's somewhat mistavra, because we know the Gemara tells us, Dirshu Hashem b'matzu, when are we the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is the closest to us. The Gemara tells us that's Aser Yisimei Tshuva. So if any time where one wants to work on the relationship, would be Aser Yisimei Tshuva. That's one thought. Then the Rosh goes on and says, "V'chein Omer Rav Amram v'Rav Hai minig loymer tachnun v'hani asar yom." He quotes from the Ga'inim. So you see the concept of slichas, although not found in explicitly in Gemara, but at least dates back to the times of the Ga'inim, that they used to say at least between Aser Yisimei Tshuva. Then he writes, "V'shamina the mitzvahs as vasi kaim Rosh Chodesh El." Some places do it from Rosh Chodesh El. Why? What's the logic to start saying slichas from Rosh Chodesh El? The Beis Salik Moshe Lahar, because that's the day Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to be mekabel lucha shnias. V'nachas belucha shnias b'yom Kippurim b'chalam Moshe v'akish rachamim zchusuloi. It's a good thing. V'haritzgeus. This is all the Ritzgeus writes. V'anan minagir. The Ritzgeus says our custom is from Rosh Chodesh El. So clearly in the Rishonim we're being exposed to two time periods of when slichas should be recited, either only during the Aser Yisimei Tshuva or already starting from Rosh Chodesh. I found this year, in preparing for this year, I found a bigger chiddush. I found that in Yalkut Yosef, he quotes from a Meiri, where the Meiri says an interesting spin on this. He writes, "V'zeh loshen ha-Meiri b'chibur ha-tshuva, u'mizeh nogu b'mekoymos eilo lokim b'layla, b'likvoy ha-tfilah v'tachnunu b'chol, sheni v'chamishi shal el." Not just Chodesh El, but they did it in the Monday and Thursday of Chodesh El. A new version in the Minhag. We think, oh, Svarim say Slichas the whole Chodesh El, and they do. But the Meiri has it said that it wasn't the whole month, it was Monday and Thursday, which also has a little logic to it, because we know Monday and Thursday are also Yimei Rachamim, so they did it on Monday and Thursday. Kederach Sha'isim HaKol B'Aseres Yimei Tshuva, like other people did during the entire Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So it's a new spin on the Minhag of Chodesh El, was only on Monday and Thursday. Another interesting Minhag found in Rishonim, and this one is the one I really don't have a good explanation for, is found in Avud Raham. The Avud Raham, number 4, writes, in the piece before, he's discussing about the importance of Rosh Hashanah, the significance of the day, and he writes, and because this is the big day, everyone starts earlier on the 15th day of Elul, to say Tachnunim, Hashem ad yom ha-kipurim, shu yom chasim esadin. So it sounds like he's talking about Slichas, and he says to start saying Slichas from the 15th day of Elul. No explanation, no rhyme or reason. So we saw at least Rosh Chodesh El, but what's the 15th day of El? I don't know. Maybe the Avud Raham felt that people need 2 weeks preparation. So 2 weeks is the 15th, so he starts on the 15th. But that's another minhag brought down in the Rishonim to start on the 15th. And the Rambam in number 5 in Hilchos Teshuvah is very clear. The Rambam writes, V'nogu kulam, everyone, is noyug lokum belaila, to get up at nighttime, ba'asar yamim elu, during these days, referring to the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, u'lespal b'vata k'nesias into davnet shul, b'divet tachnunim, u'kvushim achi yoyim, until it gets daylight. So you see two things from the Rambam. First of all, they started saying slichas when it was nighttime, it was pretty dark. Lokum belaila, they got up early at night. And secondly, you see from the Rambam that slichas was recited during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So we have, so far, four dates in Rishonim to when to start saying slichas. Either Rosh Chodesh Elul, or you have the 15th of Elul, or you have, oh, I'm sorry, Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Then we have this Mi'iri that has a possibility that maybe you start for the 15th day of Elul. I found over here from the Shiboli Halek and the Orchaz Chaim, also all the Rishonim, that they give up Salamdus. Why would you say slichas only during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva? Number 6 explains, well, if you say Aseret Yemei Teshuva, ubehem shari tfila pesuchim. Those are the days when the gates of tefillah are open to us. Therefore, heskinu lahashkim ulespalul behem tachnun. That's why specifically during those days we say slichas ulesanes behem, and to fast ulahaski yidgim amidas. And that's why we dafka mention the yidgim amidas. He writes, "Kam lefnei Rosh Hashanah yesh mashkim v'ayim." Some people said it even before Rosh Hashanah, but he's explaining why the widely accepted custom in those days was to say bedafka during a seder mitzvah. There's one last minhag that we need to talk about, and it's based on Iran and Rosh Hashanah. And the Ran asks a basic fundamental question that we should all be bothered with as we enter the Yom HaDin. The Ran asks the following Shaila number 7. Yesh l'shol. One can ask the following question. Lama adam nidim Rosh Hashanah yesh mishayim? Why was Aleph Tishrei the day that man is judged? Why was that the day chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu as the day of judgment? So the Ran says, the Ran explains this. What day would you have liked it to be? And if it would be a different day, you'd be okay with it? So he says, yeah. All the other things we get judged on, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us there's many judgments, not only on Rosh Hashanah, we get judged on the Tvuah, and on the Peiris, and on the water, and those all have a specific time to them. What are those times? Kidaminon, Bigmara, the Pesach Zman Tvuah, Vatzer Zman Peiris, or Ilan V'chag Zman Gishmishana. Each one gets judged in its proper season. Why is Aleph Tishrei the season for judgment of human beings? What's the significance? And he answers like this. It says over there, man was created on the 25th day of El. Some people have a minhag that from the 25th day in El until Rosh Hashanah, they say each day is Bria. They'll read all the psukim and Parshas Bereishis that discusses what was created on the first day, and the second day what was on the second day, because we're remembering Maaseh Bereishis. So what does it mean that man was created on the 25th day? So he says, how could it be man was created, how could it be the world was created on the 25th day? We know there's Machlokes in the Gemara later on in Rosh Hashanah. When was the world created? Either Tishrei or Nisan. No one says it was created on Chaf El. So how can you tell me the world was created on Chaf El? So he says, the Gemara says Tishrei means that's when the completion of the world. What's the completion of the world? Man. Man was created on the 6th day. So 6 days later, that's when we say Tisha Nevroilim. So he says, Zok Tiran, what happened on the day Adam was created? It was a very busy day. A lot happened. Adam was created, he sinned, and he was judged and sentenced, right? Let's see if that works that fast in the court system today. Everything all in one day, right? Everything was done in one day. Finished. So says Tiran, so you see that Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, is a day that in our history was a day for Din. Adam Rishon was nidan on Aleph Tishrei. He got has a positive spin on it that it ended up going well for Adam, even though one would debate it wasn't exactly the best of, being thrown out of Gan Eden wasn't exactly the best of judgments. But he writes, so it became a day for judgment. Therefore, says the Ran, umikant smach l'ma Adam nidan b'Rosh Hashanah yesh b'shayomim. Now we know why man gets judged on Rosh Hashanah. Fine. Then he writes, avo b'chafe be'elu t'chilas b'yos oilam. But remember, says the Ran, world was created 25th day of El. So he writes, "Lekach nahogu beBarcelona v'gidul l'seo." That's why in Barcelona and other communities, they had a minhag lahashkim mashmeres abayke bechafe beelul. They say slichas on the 25th day of Elul. A new minhag in Mishnayim. Why the 25th day of Elul? Says the Ran, because that's when the world was really created. Although man wasn't created till later, that's when the world was created. So we have about 5 different minhagim in Mishnayim to when to start saying slichas.
None of which are ours.
That's the problem. None of which are what Ashkenazim Jews do. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch in Mechaber number 8, so the Mechaber writes, Nogim lokim b'ashmeiris l'meslichas v'tachnunim, we have a minute to get up and say slichas, mirish chedish el v'eloch, starting from mirish chedish el and onwards until Yom Kippur, which is not so shver, that's based on the minhag of the way the Rosh describes it. Again, it's not in line with the Rambam maybe, but it's following the minhag of the Rosh. Comes along the Rambam and he writes, u'minhag b'nei Ashkenaz ein ekein. That's not what Ashkenazim Jews do. Elam Rosh Chodesh v'eilach maschilu t'kayach at tefillah shachris. We do something from the start of Rosh Chodesh. We blow a shofar. We spoke about that in other weeks. Then he writes, but when do we get the slichas? We get up early starting Sunday. The Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. Very funny halacha, the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. What type of significance in halacha is the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah? You know, yeah, I understand, in the Goyish world we have the last Thursday, and the first this, is this holiday, that holiday. In Judaism we generally don't work with the first Sunday of the season. What's the significance of the first Sunday before Rosh Hashanah? But then the Ramah says, but there's a condition. There has to be at least 4 days. So you have to have the first Sunday as long as the 4 days of Slichas. Therefore he writes, V'mchal Rosh Hashanah Sheini Shlishi, if Rosh Hashanah is either going to be a Monday or a Tuesday, Oz Maskilim Yom Rishon Shuvah, then you got to start from the Sunday before. However, this year, where Rosh Hashanah falls on a Thursday, we go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we got our 4 days of Slichas in, and then we can start Rosh Hashanah. What's pshat in this magical number 4? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two opinions. The first reason the Mishnah Berurah says is why, Shem Shahar ben Noigim L'sanas Asar Yom Yom Kippur. Many people have a minog, they fast 10 days, what's known as Asar Yom Kippur, including Yom Kippur. The problem is you're always going to be short. You're always going to be short 4 days. Why? Because you're going to have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah you can't fast, Shabbos Shuvah you can't fast, and Yom Kippur you can't fast. So how are you going to ever have a full 10 days of fasting? So writes the Mishnah Berurah, Kain Tzarech L'Hashem Arba Yomim Kaidim Hashanah. You make it up before. You make up before by saying Slichas, it somehow makes up for the 4 days you can't fast. We'll see in a minute that Reb Soloveitchik is very troubled how this makes sense in Lumbus. That doesn't mean you'll fast 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to make up for the 4 days in a week from now that I'm not able to fast. How exactly does that make any sense? And the second pshat that Mr. Brewer brings down is the reason why it's 4 days is because just like a carbon needs 4 days for Bikur Hamum, it needs 4 days to be inspected to make sure it's a kosher carbon. So here also we have 4 days of inspection of Slichas before we start. Okay. But in any case, the Kasha is still very strong. The Ramah is like nobody. We mentioned 5 Minhagim and Rishayim, and the Ramah picked neither of them. He made up his own pshat. A new pshat called the Sunday before. I gave a bechinah this last week to my Talmidim, and I put down on the test, tell me the different minhagim and rishayim, I underlined the word rishayim. And they all wrote 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. I gave it to them all wrong. It's not in rishayim. That's a Ramah. The Ramah Shulchan Aruch wasn't in rishayim. If you look in rishayim, no one mentions this Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. So why would the Ramah establish a minhag for Ashkenazic Jewry, and this is what we all do, which is not like any of the rishayim? So Bishlam, if you tell me, well, the Rishayim didn't tell us what to do. Well, they did. There's 5 different Mahalchim in Rishayim, and the Ramah went, well, none of them. Why did the Ramah do this? So the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary in Shulchan Aruch, seemingly, Kedaka Kodesh, in very few words, was bothered by this Kasha. Why does the Ramah completely negate all the Rishayim? And he writes like this. He says, Ulefi atama nal, mishum hei yomim shal yimei habreishis, ma'ashe enken kishachar Rosh Hashanah b'yayim hei, shiyayim shenish Rosh Hashanah b'yayim vav. Very hard to know exactly what the Vilna Gaon wants, right? So what some people want to tie in is that based on the Ran that we mentioned earlier, you can answer up the Ramah. What did the Ramah say? There's something significant for the day the world was created, which is Chafei El. So they want to tie in, when was the world created? Yom Aleph, Sunday. That was the first day. So if there's some significance to Sunday. So when the Ramah made up this Sunday before, he wasn't picking it out of a hat. He was following what we saw on the Ran, that there's some significance to the day the world was created. So he was with the day of the week the world was created, not the day on the calendar. But some want to tie in and know, maybe the Ramah really holds like that minuk. But Chafei Elul, he wanted it to be also Yom Aleph. That only works out. Like this year, it happens to be that Sunday is Chafei Elul. So this Sunday, we're actually following the Ran in Rosh Hashanah. So they want to tie in that the Gaon learns that really the Ramah held like the Ran. But he didn't like using Chafei Elul because he wanted to have it Sunday. So he picked Sunday, and sometimes it will be Chafei Elul. In a perfect world, like this year, it is Chafei El. But because Chafei El is not a Yom Mesuyom, it's not a designated day of the week, it's a day of the month, so the Ramah decided to go with Sunday. But really, really, the Ramah is playing off of the Ran's Chafei El, which means one out of, I don't know how many years you get it. Like this year, you happen to be getting the Ran. This year, Chafei El was Sunday, so we're getting the Ran. But
I think it's on Shabbos.
Chafei El? No, it's 4 days. It's going to be 4 days, right? Isn't that the way it works?
Second is
it's a Chafei. Right? The idea is it's supposed to be 4 days before. No? Shabbos, or a day off. Oh, we start the 25th. We'll start, I guess, at night, maybe.
Yeah.
So that's the way they want to be mazbe the Ramah. But at the end of the day, this is what we Ashkenazim Jewry do, despite the fact it's not the way the Rishayim describe it. So if Salvechik and Harei Kedem is bothered with Pashat Lot, what's Pshat in this Mishnah Berurah? Again, it's not the Mishnah Berurah's Chiddush, he's quoting it from other people, but what's the Pshat that the reason why we say Slichas before Rosh Hashanah is to make up for the 4 days we can't fast? How does that make sense? So if Salvechik asked the number 11, L'chayrit Tzarech Bir, Masha'ech Tashlumim Bizman Acher Roshanah. How does it make sense to make up for something at a different time? Al Shalai Yisana Ba'aser Shemei Tshuva. How does my 4 days of slichas fix up the fact that I'm not going to fast in a week? How does that work? So Soloveitchik explains, Achabir Bezeh, that says he made tshuva, Einam Zman Ba'alma Ben Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Unbelievable lomdus. That says he made tshuva is not just a time frame between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and that's called that says he made tshuva. Ella says, Soloveitchik, El Zeh Shir Zman Haroi L'tshuva. It's an allotted amount of time where we need to work on tshuva. There's a block of 10 days that a yid needs to work on himself to be ready for Yom Kippur. Therefore, it is shaykh to say, well, if I don't get those days, I'll get these days. Meaning, if the lumdus is, there's a significance between point A and point B, between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, then you can't make it up before Rosh Hashanah. Soloveitchik is suggesting that's not the lumdus. Lumdus is not between this time and that time. The lumdus is there's a certain amount of days. Again, I wonder how far this would go. I don't know if you'd be able to make this up in the middle of a different month, right? It has to be at least in the season of it, that you can work on yourself to improve yourself, and that's going to go towards your 10 days of self-improvement and hachana for Yom Kippur. That's the way if Soloveitchik understands. What? Well, the pasuk says, "Elu." The pasuk says, "Dersh Hashem b'matzah." The Gemara says, "Elu asar yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah Kippurim." So we would have learned the Gemara; it means those days in between. The way of Soloveitchik is learning, it's not those days in between; it's 10 days, which is generally in between, but not only restricted to in between.
That's, what's stopping you from?
I don't know. I'm not sure how far he'd go.
So he
writes over the MS. Hachelok shalatayim yefshel kaim b'Rosh Hashanah Kippurim efshel hashlim b'mayir asamal. So look what he writes. Look at the end of the piece. Look at the end of the piece. He writes, "Efshel Ashlim b'Mayir Hasamuchloi," something that's near it. And he's not telling you can make it up, you know, in the middle of Chaydesh Sivan. It has to be Mayir Hasamuchloi. That's the way it's quoted. No, he's focusing on the Aseish Mechuva aspect. He's saying that the fast day is towards. There's a din you're supposed to fast during these days because that's Hachan of Yom Kippur. So the question is, how does saying slichas before Rosh Hashanah work? So the Soloveitchik is saying is because there's no din you're supposed to fast between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. There's 10 days during this time of the year where we need to work on ourselves. So the fasting we can't do, so the slichas is supposed to fix it. But if Soloveitchik's kasha is, how can you fix something if it's not in the right time? If you're supposed to do something between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, doing it before. That's what Soloveitchik is answering, that it's not locked into that time period.
You understand my question?
What?
What's preventing you from doing it during a
service? No, so that's what. What do you mean you can't? Because they're four.
Fine.
Why can't you do the slichas then?
You could do the tshuva process.
And a chanami. Yeah. We're saying that there's a significant.
The thing you can't do is you can't
fast. So we're saying there's.
There's other things you do.
No, and a chanami.
You can't fast at all today.
No, but that's not makasha you can ask. You can ask, why does the slichas fill the void of the fast? Maybe something else will fill the void. Maybe we should do something else. But that seemed like if Soloveitchik wasn't bothered. He was more bothered with how can you make...
The fast only spurs you on to do tshuva.
Right.
You can do tshuva without fast.
No, I'm saying right, but he's learning that the Amiris HaSlichas is replacing the fasting. So you can debate that on a different level. If Soloveitchik's question was, yes, let's say it replaces that, but it's not in the right time. It replaces it at a different time. Right. I think you're asking a different question. But that's really a question of Mr. Brewer, it's an Eliyahu Rabbah and others, of how do we understand why exactly the slichas fill the void? So the simple answer is it used to be that when they say slichas, they used to fast also.
Right.
That's the way it used
to be.
Any
time you say slichas.
Right. That's the way it used to be. Today we don't do that. Maybe we'll get to it a little later as well.
If you take it that seriously, so what we do, we don't accomplish anything.
Right, but it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like from him that it's the actual slichas is what gives you the credit. What's the significance of starting on Sunday? So we talked about in maybe the significance of Sunday because that's when the world is created. So there's a very powerful piece over here from the Leket Yeshiv from the Trumas Hadeshim. Unbelievable piece. He says that we want to start slichas specifically Samach LaShabbos. Why? So he says, because Mishum Shu Samach LaShabbos, the Noi Kol Adam Lumeid B'Shabbos. And everyone learns on Shabbos. Okay, the chain who be yamav mishum they ain't lot the masakim. I'll tell you why everyone learns on Shabbos. There's nothing else to do. He writes over the gam yesh lepenai luma, and everyone has time. The heavy mussel. He brings a mussel that when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, so Torah was very upset. Torah said it's not fair. When we lived in the Midbar, so no one worked, so everyone had time to learn Torah. Now we move into Eretz Yisrael, everyone's busy farming and working. No one has time to learn anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Torah, don't worry. I'm going to make sure you're going to have a day where everyone's going to learn you. That's Shabbos. Shabbos, no one works. Everyone has free time. Everyone's going to learn Torah. So he writes over here, unbelievable. He says, "U'b'Shabbos ain't pnuim m'malacha, v'havi loim nim Torah. L'chein toiv l'hasch v'yayim aleph." That's where we want to start Slichas on Sunday. Why? Ki ha'am smechem. Everyone's in a good mood on Sunday. Well, we think because you don't have to go to work, so you're in a good mood. Said the Shemesh Desh, no. Machmas mitzvah satayr shem learning the Shabbos. Everyone feels so good right after Shabbos because they use Shabbos to catch up on learning. They use their time to learn. They got machmas earning Shabbos, and also they had a relaxing Shabbos. They slept, and they ate cholim, they had good kiddush, and they got to do all the tanugim. They had ruchnias, and they had gashmis. What more can you ask for? V'aminin, it says, ein ha-shechina shayir le-machmas atzvus le-mitech atzvus, el mitech simich shosh ha-mitzvah. The only way the shechina can rest on a person is when he's in a good place, when he's happy. What does it mean to be happy? He's spiritually happy. Therefore, that's why it's such a good time on a Sunday to start slichas. Therefore, he says, even the Pait writes, b'motzei menucha, on the motzei of our resting. So he writes that on Shabbos, it's such a good time to start saying slichas. I always wanted to add to this, it's more than that. People, when they're in a good place, are willing to work on themselves. If a person is stressed from work, and he's tired, and he's hungry, the last thing on his mind is, ooh, let me see how I can become a better Jew. That's just not on your radar. But when a person is rested, he's fed, his soul is filled, he feels like he accomplished with his day, then he's ready to say, oh, now I'm ready to listen about slichas, and now I'm ready to hear what the rabbi has to say about doing tshuva. Now you're much more open to hear things, as opposed to when a person is stressed and tired and hungry, the last thing is on his mind is slichas. So therefore, says the Lekut Yosher, that's the significance of the closeness between slichas and Shabbos. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Lefizeh, let's take it one step further. So Rav Soloveitchik writes, you see from here, that Amiras HaSlichas Kshuros Lo'enig V'Simchas Shabbos. There's a connection between enjoying Shabbos and saying slichas. U'metzino Dimyin Zeh B'Kiddush Levana. We find this in the Kiddush Levana, Sha'im B'Matzei Shabbos Kshuros Mevusam. But we learned in other shurim here that there's a special Indian to say Kiddush Levana Matzei Shabbos because you're wearing your Shabbos clothing. So writes Rav Soloveitchik, U'lefizeh Ulai, possibly, tzarech luvosh b'slichas big day Shabbos. Maybe a person should show up to slichas in his big day Shabbos. Ki slichas kshurim lo'inig v'simchas ha-Shabbos. Because it's connected to the enjoyment and the pleasure of Shabbos, a person should wear his big day Shabbos. So writes Rav Soloveitchik. Over here, I quote over in Nitzah Gavril that the Lubavitcher Rebbe held not like that. He held b'davka, he'd show up to slichas in his weekday hat. Why? Because their minig and Lubavitch is that right after Shabbos over, they switch right out into the big day chol. Therefore, he says, minig stolen. Okay, that's also minig stolen. That's some chassidus. They're bedavka makbid to right after Shabbos switch it. Because it's oish Shabbos, you switch back to the big day chol. And that's why some chassidim taka don't wear their big day Shabbos to slichas. But Rav Soloveitchik felt that possibly one should have to wear his big day Shabbos to slichas based on this comparison that we draw from Shabbos. It's interesting is that there's a discussion in the Poskim, why are women not mechuyev in slichas? Or are women mechuyev in slichas? So there's an interesting Ramon Shulchan Aruch Hasim in Peches. The Ramon writes, Haga, yesh akas v'she'en le'isha nida b'mei ri'asa l'kanes le'besek nesis. A lady who's during a b'mei ri'a while she's actively bleeding, she's not allowed to go into a shul, or either spala l'haskar Hashem, or she's not allowed, or to daven, or to say Hashem's name, or liga b'sefer, to even touch a sefer. The Yeshayim Shmuteris Bechol, some say she could, the Chenika, that's the way we rule. Avla Aminog bin Medinos Eilu Kisvara Rishayna, or may Libun during her 7 clean days, Nagu Heter, fine. Vafil Bamakim Shenagu Lahater, Lahachmir, even those places where women don't go into shul while they're still actively bleeding, Beyomim Neiroim, but during the high holidays, Uke Haigavna, she Rabbim is Asim Leilach Basic Nesses, and everyone goes to shul. Mutarim Leilach Basic Nesses, then they are allowed to go to shul. Kishar Nosim, like all other women. Kihulem La Atzvin Godel, it's going to be very depressing. Shakom is Asvim, everyone's gathered. Vehem Yamdu Bechutz. They're going to be very, very much left out. So you see clearly that women all attended shul on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Okay, so what does that do with our discussion? So if you look at the Magen Avram, number 16, the Magen Avram says, what's Yom Neroim? Near the Mim Rishon Shal Slichas Vedach Mikri Yom Neroim. Yom Neroim doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah Shachris. It means already starting from Sunday Slichas, that's already Yom Neroim. So the Achrayim say, what do you see from here? That the women used to go to Shul Slichas. At least the first night of Slichas. So if you look over here, number 17, in Kovetz Halachas, so in the Sefer from Shmuel Kamenetsky, he writes, Oy Memoiv Rebbe Shlit, referring to Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shebim Kaimenu in our communities, Ein Anoshim Lohing and Lovoy, Lebet Akneses LeSlichas. Women don't come to say Slichas, the Gamin Oymer Slichas Bichidas, they don't even say Slichas privately. That's just not what women do. Although it sounds like from the Magen Avraham and the Ramah, there was a time in history where women did attend Slichas, but now women don't attend Slichas. So on the footnote to that Sefer, Rabbi Forsheimer, a big Paisik in Lakewood today, was a Talmud of Shmuel Kamenetsky, Bielski in Philadelphia. So he writes footnotes on the Sefer. So his footnote is, he says, you should know, Kama Noshim Po, many women here in Lakewood, they do go the first night of Slichas. Okay? So maybe it's a Machlaikis Ametzias, what they do in Philadelphia, or Shul Kamenetsky lives, and what they do in Lakewood, the women do come out. Well, here the women come the first night of Slichas. I think many shuls put up a Mechitza for the first night of Slichas. I think there is someone was telling me that many shuls, what they do is they have a shir. So many women will come to the shir and stay for Slichas. To my knowledge, I've heard of women who do come, at least for the first night of Slichas, they do attend. So the Nitzan Gavriel is somewhat bothered. He says, why shouldn't they attend? They should come during the week also. The men shouldn't be the only ones getting up at 5:30 in the morning. They should also come. So he writes over here, number 18 on the bottom, Loit nogu anoshim lokum la'amir slichas. Women don't get up early to say slichas. Chos mi'em rishon, the slichas, except for the first day of slichas. Why not? So he writes in number 19, in the footnote over there, he writes, he says, the otu noshi loy bai chaya. He says, if the whole purpose of slichas is to be mo'eros and to have a better Rosh Hashanah Kippur, why shouldn't women need to do that also? So he writes, "Ukinir atam kivan shezman amirasa hu ba'id lail." Generally, slichas is recited in the early evenings, early mornings, while it's still dark. Ve'id mino haroy l'noshel mistayiv beruchavis. Wasn't common that women would just be out on the streets at 5:30 in the morning. Ubefrat biyam mehem shebeisak nesa imuchotzleir. Back then, the cities, the shuls were in dangerous places. You can have the women getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, traveling out to the forest to daven. Void shetirchas avedus abayish v'tipal yelodim utalasalim. Someone's got to take care of the kids. If dad's going out at 5:30, and mom's going out at 5:30, who exactly is getting the kids on the school bus? So it just wasn't very practical for women. I think the more poshut pshat would be is that they copy tefila. Women don't. It's slichas was always associated with davening. Even though we spoke about this in other places, Rav Salvechik has a very powerful piece. Rav Salvechik discusses the shaykhis between davening and slichas. Rav Salvechik understands that slichas is to improve your davening. Rav Salvechik held that the purpose of slichas is to improve your davening, which is why he held you shouldn't have the order reversed. Some people say they daven first and then they say slichas, because it works out better in their schedule. According to Rav Salvechik's alumnus, I don't think that's correct. Rav Salvechik held that the whole purpose of the slichas is to have a better davening, which is why I always joke, many yeshiva guys, they get up early, they say slichas, and they fall asleep for davening. They miss the whole boat. The purpose of the slichas is supposed to change your davening. It's not supposed to be a didn't say slichas. So it's always connected to davening. So it could be, since women don't go to shul to daven, that's why they never said slichas. There's an interesting tshuva from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, where he discusses, what about teachers, rabbeim? Maybe they should be exempt from slichas. Why should they be exempt from slichas? So he writes over in number 20, "Belamde tinoikus ulai ein lahem lokam ashmeres lamiris slichas." Maybe they shouldn't have to get up early to say slichas. Ukemavur, why? She'also lahem liyos or belayla boifin shugim bittel. They're not allowed to stay up late at night. Rabbeim have to go to sleep early. They have a curfew. They have to go to sleep early, so they should be awake to be able to teach the children. She'also lahem ve'efsha afila malamden l'gdoilim. Even if you teach older kids, so levatal talmud teir derabim. Maybe the only reason is the reason why the Rebbeim show up the slichas is because how would it look in yeshiva if all the Talmidim are at slichas and none of the Rebbeim are at slichas? So he wants to know, since this person was asking Rebbeim Chaim Zonnefeld, is that right? So Rebbeim Chaim Zonnefeld's answer was, since it's a minhag, so when you sign up for a Rebbe job, you got to realize you're going to be tired for 10 days. But on the footnote of that sefer is where he brings down some unbelievable Malam Rekhemis. He quotes, first of all, from the Birki Yosef, who writes, "The Yosef Toib Yom Me'ilu Lahabas Slichas V'Tachnunim Im Atzibar Melumait." This time, many people say, I can't go to Slichas. I have to learn. I have a Chavusa. So the Birki Yosef, incorrect. This time of the year, this beats out learning. And it's brought down in Shari Tshuva. The Mat Ephraim writes, "Da'afilu Misha Choshka Nafsha B'Teira." Person is so, his whole life is learning Torah. Fumasmid bilimude mo'oid ein lifresh me'atziba be'es amir slichas. There's no heter that I can't go to slichas. I have to learn. I'm a masmid. I learn 20 hours a day. Says the matter, I'm nothing doing. So you see that there's a very big emphasis on this time of the year for amir slichas, even against Talmud Torah. I found over here from the Yakut Yosef, Bavad Yosef's son, talks about an interesting shaila. Monegei for svardim is, let's say you have a svardish or yeshiva bacher or an avreich or a rebbe, and he's got to say slichas for a whole month. At some point, it's going to be burnout. He can't. He can't get up every morning at 5 o'clock for days and days. It's going to affect his life. So, Yosef's son writes over an interesting chiddush. He writes, Avreichim u'bachari yeshiva v'chein tamid acham, she'ef shalem lokum yoyim yoyim b'chiddush el b'shmos ha'boiker. He writes, why? Because they stay up late learning Torah. And if they get up early, it's really going to throw their days off. So he writes, Al koponim yishtadu lokum b'miktsas leila shal chiddush el. What they should do is, go slichas not every night, but a couple of days throughout el. So you should at least be part. At least go for Monday and Thursday. As he says, that we saw in the Me'iri, that the Me'iri mentioned such a minute that people said Monday and Thursday. So he writes, you should do that. His father has a tshuva in Yechavadas, where Bavad Yosef thinks, if you can't say slichas at night, then you should say slichas before Mincha. daven mincha at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, say slichas at 1 o'clock, 1:15 in the afternoon. So Rav Avadya said was a big believer that you can say slichas before mincha. So if it doesn't work at night, so say it there, say it before mincha. So that really should solve the problem. What about children and slichas? Every little kid loves to stay up as late as they can, and especially if there's a reason. So the Archas Rabbeinu, the stipler writes that in his the stipler had a minog number 22. Amalisha noigim lohoyes ayolodim. They would keep the kids up, at least in Bnei Brak. Ba'arba yimei slichas, 4 days of slichas, they'd keep the kids up. What were they? The first day of slichas, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Zechar Bris, and Erev Yom Kippur. So the Sunday after slichas, you always had tired kids running around Bnei Brak because their parents would keep them up to say slichas. Shmuel Kamenetsky is quoted as not like that. Number 23, Shmuel Kamenetsky disagrees. He writes, "Ra'u l'chanech tanam leim slichas b'boiker." You should be mechanech them to say slichas. They could say it at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning as well. Omnom ain't tzarch klal lo'ira mishinosom. You should not wake them from their sleep. B'chatzi alayla b'yamishin to slichas. Don't wake up your little kids in the middle of the night. It's not worth it. Could be it's not such a lomdosh machloek, because it could be a metzias. Could be those kids can handle it better than we could. You know, American kids, maybe if you wake up a kid at 2 o'clock in the morning, he's going to make his parents nuts for the next day. Maybe in Bnei Brak, the kids know how to handle it better. I'm not sure. Al-Koponim, that's a machloek, is somewhat of what to do with the children. But the million-dollar question that many people are thinking about is, what's the story with the early slichas? At 10 o'clock slichas and the 9 o'clock slichas, what's the halachic significance or halachic issue with those? So the truth is, if you look in the Magen Avraham, number 24, the Magen Avraham writes on the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, we get up early to say slichas. What? When? Ba'ashmeiris. What's the Ashmeiris? Writes the Magen Avraham. Meshachos Baruch Hu shot b'yudchas elef oylamas. Because Baruch Hu is in 18,000 worlds. U'besayif alayla shot b'oylamazeh. At the end of the night, right before it reached Alois HaShachar, which for those of Dhamma Sikhan know what time that is now, it's quite early, the late fours, early fives, give or take, that's the best time to say Slichas. Because that's my Kodesh Baruch Hu shot Bo'ilam Hazeh, that's my Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. V'hu Eitz Ratz. So the preferred time to say Slichas is really around 4:30 in the morning. That's pretty hard to do, even for us Ashkenazim. It's not so many days, but can you imagine getting up for a month at 4:30 in the morning? It seems to be very hard. So the Matzah Ephraim already comes to our defense, and the Matzah Ephraim already writes, no, don't worry. He says in number 25, although Zman Amiras HaSlichas Hu B'Seif HaLayla Samachlar HaBoiker, although the preferred time to Slichas is really at the end of the night while it's switching over to daytime, Achshav Mis'achrin Mahalaroiv Ad HaScholas Amor HaShachar. Most of us today don't say it so early. We wait till after Alois HaShachar. But on the first day of slichas, we try to start it a little earlier. Why? Because what's the pizman that we say on Shabbos? That we cried out to Hashem while it's nighttime. You can't say that at 7 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning. So therefore, we like to do it a little earlier. So it sounds like the Matzah Ephraim, they used to do it like at 4:30 in the morning. One day, you were tired. But we don't do that. We say it after Chatzos. So the problem is the Matzah Ephraim points out, and the Rosh Hashulchan points out, so sometimes you're going to have to change some of the wording of the slichas. For example, if you look at Nitta Gavriel, he brings down Minog in Tells. What they do in Tells is that one of the slichas that we say, the words that we say is Becharuz Shaitim Bitzayim. We're actively in a fast. So they say, what do you mean? But no one fasts today during slichas. So they changed it. Not Shaitim Bitzayim, but Shaitim Bitfila. We're immersed in Tfila. Because they were choishish for this opinion, that you can't say words of slichas that are not true. So Reb Shlomo Zalman and others talk about, one of the slichas we say is shachar kamti. I got up early in the morning. So the question is, can you say that at 7:30 in the morning? What's shachar kamti? Some people have been up for 4 hours already. What's shachar kamti? So Reb Shlomo Zalman passes, because you can't say that. If you're going to say slichas after the shachar, you can't say the word shachar kamti. Reb Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Reb Shlomo Zalman says you could say it. What happened to the fact that it seems like it's not true? He writes, because Shachar Kamti means I got up early. Normally, Shachar is 10 minutes early. For me, that's Shachar Kamti. I got up early. For many people, they already put in 5 hours of work at this point in the day. For me, that's Shachar Kamti. So, Shlomo Zalman held, you can leave the Nosach HaTfilah the way it is. So, the question is, why do we do Motzei Shabbos after Chatzos? Why don't we, if you want to see Ba'oid Laila, so let's do it at 10 o'clock at night. So, there's a Mishnah Berurah. If you look at number 30, the Mishnah Berurah is not in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, but he's in Hilchas Tainis, and Siman Tov Kuf Samach. Mishnah Berurah writes the following: Ein loymar koidem chatzos laila shum slichas. A person may not recite any slichas, v'lo yud gimel midas, and not any of the gimel midas, b'shum ponim, under any circumstance, lo'olam, always, chutz b'biyom HaKippur. The only time one would be permitted to say slichas and the gimel midos like we do on the night of Yom Kippur, is on the night of Yom Kippur. No other night would a person be allowed to say slichas under any circumstance. Doesn't say why, but it seems pretty clear. One is not allowed to do so. The Mat Ephraim goes even a step further. The Mat Ephraim writes, "Ain loy maslichas v'shal shesemid is kaim chazes alai." Looks up for Yom Kippur. Then he writes, "Ubemokoyim shenoygim loy maslichas ba'arvis." Already in the times of the Mat Ephraim, already in the late 1700s, early 1800s, they already had the early slichas. And the Mat Ephraim writes, "You got to ban it. Roy levat laminik. You have to stop it." Umishu sham be'ei shayimim. He says, "What happens if you're there at one of those slichas?" He says, "Lo yoyim arimoyim. Do not answer with them. El yeshiv v'yidoyim. Sit there and be quiet." Say something. But he says, Achavide Rashal, you could say vide with them. But you do not answer to the Gemamidas. Normally, if you're in a shul and they say you're Gemamidas, we recite it with them. Here says the, no, you're not allowed to. They're doing it incorrectly. They have no right to say Slichas and you're Gemamidas before Chatzais. The question is, what can't be said before Chatzais? So if you look at different shul's calendar, I'm not exactly sure what time Chatzais is this year, but let's say, for example, Chatzais would be 12:45. So you'll see one shul's calling Slichas for 12:40, and one shul's calling it for 12:50. What's the Machloikis? So Machloikis is when it says you're not allowed to say Slichas, what can't you say? Is it the Yud Gimel Midas that you can't say? Or even the Ashrei, and the Kaddish, and the L'cha Hashem Atztok you can't even say? So that seems to be a Machloikis Achrein. If you look in Reb Shlomo Zalman and Alicha Shlema, number 31, Reb Shlomo Zalman writes, "Ve'ein lahakpid ella al amiris yud gimel midas." The only thing you can't say before Chatzos is Hashem Hashem. Aval Ashrei upsuke lecha Hashem atstoka Shemei Atzil. But all that intro to Slichas says Reb Shlomo Zalman mutal oimun lechatchila. You could say that even lechatchila before Chatzos. Rabbi Yashiv disagreed. Rabbi Yashiv said nothing. No part of the Slichas may be recited before Chatzos. So that's the pshat. Those shul that are saying it 5 minutes before Chatzos is because they're saying on this Reb Shlomo Zalman. As long as they get to Hashem Hashem after Chatzos. Those who say it afterwards, they're following the other opinion. To me, the Mishnah Berurah is very meduyik, not like Reb Shlomo Zalman. Because what does the Mishnah Berurah say? He says, V'lo yom shum slicha, v'lo yigimel midas. You can't say any slicha or the yigimel midas. It sounds like you can't say anything. Nothing is allowed to be recited. Again, it doesn't talk about the Ashrei, but L'cha Hashem Atztok is already Yislichas. So to me, the Mishnah Berurah would be more mashma like Reb Shlomo, not like Reb Shlomo Zalman, and be more mashma like Yobel Yashiv. So that's problem number one. Is if you say slichas before chatzos, you're breaking this halacha that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Problem number two is that we know that at the end of the slichas we recite a tachanun. Mishnah Berurah passes the Shulchan Aruch number 30, the Shulchan Aruch passes the number 33 in the Nefilas Apayim, and the Nefilas Apayim b'layla. You're not allowed to say tachanun at night. So if you're going to say slichas at night, you're going to run into a problem of saying tachanun at night. I'll ask me, so why are we any better? And for us who say after Chatzos, we're also saying Tachanun at night. So where the Mishnah Berurah says in number 35, that as long as it's after Chatzos, you could say Tachanun. So if we're going to say Slichas after Chatzos, we're not going to be going against this Mishnah Berurah. We're also not going against Tachanun because we're saying it after Chatzos. But for those people who say Slichas before Chatzos, they're running into two problems. First of all, saying Yud Gimel Midas before Chatzos, and what do they do about the Tachanun? So, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is quoted in Emes Liyakov. Rabbi Yaakov writes, "Oisam anoigim loy maslichas kvar misha eser belayla." Those people who have what's called the 10 o'clock slichas. Says Rabbi Yaakov, "Lo yedati heter leminagze." I am unaware of any justifiable reason for such a custom. He doesn't think it's right. It seems to be directly against this Mishnah Berurah, Mat Ephraim, other Achrayim that you're not supposed to say slichas before Chatzos Alayim. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in Alicha Shlomo writes. In number 9 in the footnote, an interesting thing, he writes, "Ulam b'shonim achreinus, in the later years of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach's life, Amar, he said, shenis baraloi, it was clarified to him, shekein nagu rabin b'polin, that apparently, many people in Poland didn't follow this Mishnah Berurah, and they would say slichas before chatzais. Then he writes, v'ayim b'mishmer shalom, which is a sefer I photocopied for you, Mishmer shalom, was written by a chassidish Rebbe in the late 1800s, where he also seems to be like, yeah, it's not a problem. You'd be allowed to say before Chatzos. Again, I don't know. They don't answer the question. They just seem to be stating the fact. So Shlomo Zalman wrote, "Ulchein yesh lismech tzas azel hakel." He thought that's a somewhat to be makel on. Then he says a story that one time Shlomo Zalman was asked to join tefillah for someone who was sick. And he told the people they could say Yud Gimel Midas before Chatzos. So Shlomo Zalman, at least in the later part of his life, was more open to the idea that there's some wiggle room about saying Slichas before Chatzos, while Rabbi Yaakov seemed to be pretty straight that there's no such thing.
It's not that it's more
wrong. Oh, that's what we're going to get to. We're going to see that. Is it like us or like, what are you doing wrong? That's what we're going to get to in a second for Rav Moshe. So if you look in the Sefer Mishmer Shalim, written by a Yid, whose last name was Perlai, who was a Chassidish Rebbe, late 1800s. So he writes, "Oisim shekosh lehem lamid bashmeiris." Those who can't get up at 4:30 in the morning, So then, Noima Slichos Yemu Bachatzos Allah say that Chatzos. Voisim Shekoshel on the Hampton. If you can't wait to Chatzos, Oy Shloye a minion, you won't get a minion Chatzos. Ozichayim Noima Achasho Asiris Mechatzos Hayoyim. Tahinu Bebe Shoy Shekayim Chatzos. That's 2 hours before Chatzos. Now again, this time of the year, 2 hours before Chatzos is still not 10 o'clock. Got to wait a little longer to get that sheet. But okay, that's what this Mishmer Shalom quotes. So everyone is aware of the famous tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, where Rav Moshe deals with this shaila, is there any way to say slichas before chatzos? And usually I don't put down the year of Rav Moshe's tshuvas, although I like to mention, but this tshuva I think is important. Rav Moshe's tshuva was written in 1960. Okay? What was the shaila in 1960? The shaila presented to Rav Moshe was like this. Hinei bedover amir slichas b'mokim sheyoreim loleches b'shom u'cheres b'layla. The people were afraid to go out at a late hour to say slichas. It doesn't say they weren't in the mood because they wanted to go to sleep. It doesn't say they were tired. It says they were afraid to go out. Again, I don't know which community he was referring to in 1960, but apparently it was dangerous to go out at night. So the question presented to Rav Moshe was, "Im nashayim blamer eizah shoyis mukaydim chatzos? Is there any wiggle room to say slichas before chatzos?" A very fair question. You have a community of people that were afraid to go out. I'm not exactly sure where, but... I'm sure there were communities in those years that people were just afraid, whether it was a real fear or they were afraid on their own feelings, but they were afraid to go out and no one was coming back to shul at 12:45 to say slichas. So Shaila presented to Rav Moshe was, is there any way we can make slichas a little early? So the Shaila to Rav Moshe, this Rabbi Ephraim Berman, he wanted to tell it to Rav Moshe the following lines. He wanted to say, the kivan de hatam sha'imim bashmeris hu mishum sha'azhu eitz ratzin. If the only reason why we say it so early at 4:30 is because of eitz ratzin, imkin habit sibur basic nesu eitz ratzin la'ilim. When you daven with a minion, you daven with a shul, that's automatically eitz ratzin. So I'll get my eitz ratzin from the minion. I don't need to say it at 4:30 in the morning. So Rav Moshe rejected that possibility. Rav Moshe says it's not true. I'll prove it to you. Rav Moshe says, because if you look in the Rambam that we quoted earlier, the Rambam says they used to say slichas when in the morning. And it was during the Aseres Mechuvah. Says Rav Moshe, Aseres Mechuvah, that's the greatest Eitz Ratzon in the world. And still the Rambam was makpid to get up early. So you see that even with all the Eitz Ratzons in the world, there's still a hakpada to say slichas at Hashemayrus. So Rav Moshe wasn't willing to budge on that. Then Rav Moshe writes this. Ach, im hu ba'oifen shi'ev shemechat so'yisu lalon, if it's impossible for anyone to say slichas afterwards, these batlu oisei hatzibur mislichas, and if it's either this or nothing, if we don't say slichas at 9:30, there will be no slichas in the shul. No one will say slichas. Why they can't say it's Sunday morning 6:30? I don't know. I know many shuls have that. For those who can't stay up late, Matzah Shabbos, fine, they'll have a 6:30 Sunday morning. I don't know why that's not an option. Maybe this was a Shabbos only shul. They didn't work during the week. Whatever the case was, says Rav Moshe. Then yesh lahater beged the hirosha. So to Moshe then as a Hirosha, what does a Hirosha mean? A specific psak for this time, not to be used in other scenarios, they could say slichas early. And Moshe explains, Ki b'dvarim eilu ein mekor b'gemara, there's no gemara anywhere that says you can't say slichas before chatzos. El hei medivir rabiseinu achrein lapi sifrei ha-kabolo, it's based on kabolo, shem estavish ein b'ze inyan isser, so to Moshe, it can't be osser. What are you going to tell me that they're over an isser? What isser is there? Elish ein me'ilin. We learned in the Gemara that there's a guarantee that your tefillos won't go unanswered. So, but that's not true if you say it at the wrong time. But you get some credit. He writes, "Kastam tefillah." Says, "Yeah, it's like a regular tefillah." Ulechein, Doctor Moshe, k'deish lo yisbatlu meloy meslichos shlo yelatzibur shom esayrus l'tshuva, so that no one should get uplifted by the slichas experience. Toiv yois eloy ma, they should say it earlier. But he writes again. But it's a hirosha. It's a psak for this specific time. And Rav Moshe says it a third time in the tshuva, it's a rosho, the next piece, where he says, if they're not going to say slichas at all, and they're not going to get the seiris, avot tzarech lefarsim uleidia. So Rav Moshe, you got to spread the word, make it known. Shehura k'irosho b'nehatchak. It was only a psak for this year because of the pressing situation. Rak b'shanazu, only this year, 1960. U'dushana haba, next year, yoyimu slichas b'zman. So this Rav Moshe is very clear that there's not a blanket head to say slichas early because you're too tired to come out at 12:45 at night. That's not what Rav Moshe said. I think people misuse this truth from Rav Moshe and it's very troubling. That is not at all what Rav Moshe said. Rav Moshe never said that. Rav Moshe was talking about a case where people were afraid to come out and therefore they wouldn't have said slichas. And therefore Rav Moshe said it's a hirasha to permit it to be earlier. But Rav Moshe never ever said for people that are too tired, let's make a 9:30 slichas. Rav Moshe never said that. Maybe he held like that. I don't know. Doesn't sound like that. It sounds like Ramesh and the Tshuva. Yeah, right. So that was the question. I presented it to someone today. So what would happen if you have a shul? You're the rabbi of the shul. And the people tell you, listen, Rabbi, we're not coming out in the morning and we're not coming in at night. The only chance for slichas is 8:30 after Maariv. What do you do then? So that's a good shayla. I think that's a very good shayla. If it's either this or nothing, I think Rav Moshe would tell you to do it. But, you know, for people who say, you know, I don't want to come in at 12:45 at night, so I'm going to say, because I'm not interested, I don't know if that's the right thing either. I think, I told someone, I said, maybe the rabbi's job is to push his kehillah to be more motivated, right? Maybe that's the answer. But again, in Achanam, if you have a scenario where a person is either this or nothing, I think Rav Moshe would tell you this is better than nothing, 100%. But then Rav Moshe goes a step further. At the end of the tshuva, he thinks that if you can't make it till chatzais, he doesn't say 10 o'clock. He writes at the end of the tshuva that you should try to do it either 15 to 20 minutes after the start of the 11th hour, which comes out to be an hour and 40 before chatzais. Now, an hour and 40 before chatzais is not 10 o'clock. It's about 11:15. So Rav Moshe says, if you can make it to 11:15, it's better to make it to 11:15. But Rav Moshe seems to be saying that if that's not an option, so you could already say it after chatzais. Again, I would follow Rabbi Avad Yosef's etza. Do it before mincha. Let's say you have a shul where people don't want to come out at night, and they don't want to come out in the morning. Let them come out for mincha time. Call mincha for 7 o'clock. Say, shkia is now like earlier. Call mincha for 6:45. Have slichas from 6:45 to 7:15, and then have a mincha. That's what I would do. Again, Rav Moshe doesn't discuss such a possibility. It could be it wasn't relevant. It could be in the storyline Rav Moshe was, again, that's the problem with Rav Moshe. He addresses a question, but we don't know all the details of the question. We don't know why the shul couldn't have a Sunday morning slichas. We have no idea. Maybe the shul was closed Sunday morning. We don't know. But I would have thought that might be a better idea. Let's say you have a shul where they tell you, Rabbi, we're not coming Sunday, we're not coming early in the morning, we're not coming at night. Fine, so come for mincha. You know? Right, that's what I would assume. That's why the fear, if you're afraid, you're afraid at 10, you're afraid at 11. You're probably afraid once it gets really dark, post, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. So that was what Rav Moshe was talking about. Rav Avad Yosef has a tshuva where he really disagrees with Rav Moshe. He says Rav Moshe's home, the kud is not correct. Rav Moshe's premise was, there's nothing really so bad about saying slichas tonight. Says Rav Avad, you bet there is. And he quotes from Sifrei Kabbalah, that the Sifrei Kabbalah bring down, that saying slichas before chatzos is detrimental. Not only is it powerful, it's bad. It's kilu kaitzes in the tears. It's like you're cutting down trees. It's very bad. So Rav Avad disagrees with Rav Moshe. He says not only is it not preferred, it's wrong and it's incorrect, and you have to stop such a minyan. So he doesn't even want to hear such a tzad of Rav Moshe that b'shas tachak you could say no, absolutely, it's dangerous. No tzad in the world. It's not slichas. That's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, you're missing out a lot of the experience. So he in Yakut Yosef and Rav Avad Yosef himself discusses maybe the way we count Chatzos is not in American time, it's Israeli time. So maybe the way you look at the clock, so at 10 o'clock, 7 hours later, it's you're ready, okay. He rejects this possibility. Both the Bavadja and his son say it doesn't work there. So I was tiring. I'm waiting for someone to come up with a cheshbon that you should bedavka daven 10 o'clock slichas. Why? Because 10 o'clock slichas takes you to what time in Eretz Yisrael? 5 o'clock. It's Ashmeiris. So you're being yoitza the lichatchila of Ashmeiris. I'm waiting for someone to come up with this cheshbon. I think it's completely incorrect. I don't think it's a good cheshbon at all. Right. I don't think it works like that. I think when it comes to Ace Rutzen, we work with Ace Rutzen here. So someone asked me, how could there be so many different Ace Rutzens? I said, we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here. That's your kasha. Well, I got a lot of bigger things I don't understand in the Bria. That I can understand. The Magen Avraham brings down an interesting minhag, and we'll wrap up, that there was a minhag that on the first day of Slichas, everyone used to fast. So a minute in the first day of Slichas, everyone would fast. The Kav HaChaim takes it a step further. He says, not only did everyone fast, the women even fasted. The girls. He writes over here, boys from 13, girls from 12, everyone used to fast on the Sunday. So you can imagine everyone walking around tired and hungry on the Sunday after Slichas. So Nita Gavril, he brings down that the minhag is for those people who do fast on Sunday, it's only a half a day fast, it's still chatzais. Then he quotes over here that today it's very hard for us to fast because we're all weak. And he quotes over here that he thinks that people could be samech on the famous idea from Rebbe Elimelech. Rebbe Elimelech said that if a person learns Gemara, two dafim Gemara with Rosh, that's considered like a fast day. So if you want to be yotze fasting on Sunday, so learn some Gemara. If a person learns two daf Gemara with Rosh, that counts for a fast day. So someone asked me, does that work for Yom Kippur? I don't know. I wouldn't take the chance with Yom Kippur. But in any case, that's what Nita Gavriel brings down. If you don't want to fast on Sunday, but you still want to be Mekayim, so follow the Mahalach of Rebbe Elimelech, and you learn two daf and Gemara with Rosh, and this way it counts like a fast day.